And it's so commonplace now when you see emergency broadcasts or important information from officials being broadcast on television that you'll find someone who is communicating through sign language, through Auslan. It's certainly over the last couple of months during the emergency briefings on your TV with bushfires, that has been a staple. So last week, when the Northern Territory had its own potential emergency briefing, there was a chance that a cyclone was going to hit the territory, and so emergency services got together and started communicating vital information to audiences. You may have noticed something missing. There was no sign language interpreter relaying the important information for people who are deaf. It's a question that a lot of people have come to the ABC and saying, hey, where is the Auslan interpreter? Yeah, the answer is pretty simple. To tell us more, Julie Rudd is chair of the Australian Sign Language Interpreters Association. Good morning, Julie. Why didn't the Northern Territory have an Auslan interpreter?
Well, hi. Basically, there isn't a qualified interpreter, a certified interpreter in the Northern Territory. We just don't have one there. That's our problem.
Has that always been the case? I'm sure I've seen emergency briefings with Auslan interpreters in the past.
Yes, we did have one full-time interpreter that was employed by the National Auslan Booking Service, which is a federally funded service that used to provide medical interpreters throughout the country. But they also provided a full-time interpreter to work in the Northern Territory for a number of different domains. And she resigned recently, and they've decided not to replace her with another interpreter. So
who's they?
NABS, the National Auslan Booking Service, which is a federally funded service. Since the NDIS has come in, people are getting their own packages to be able to receive interpreting support. But if there's no interpreter, then they can't receive any support at all, even if they have the funds to pay for one.
And has NABS given a reason why they've chosen not to fill that vacant spot?
I'm not aware of the reasoning behind it, but basically, even if there was the funds there, there isn't anybody residing in the Northern Territory that has the certified qualification to be able to work there. So there's not really an incentive for somebody to come up there and move if the payment's not there.
Yeah, so you can't just get somebody who's quite good at Auslan. Can you just ask somebody else who knows what they're doing to do it? What's the difference between the lay Auslan interpreter and someone who's certified?
Well, an interpreter needs to go through training. Just because you can communicate effectively in Auslan at a communicative level doesn't necessarily mean that you have the skill to be an interpreter. So there is a national accreditation authority called NATI, N-A-A-T-I, that accredits interpreters throughout the country for all languages, including Auslan. And having that training enables you to have the skill then to be able to interpret. So interpreting and communicating in a language are two very different things. Mm.
Julie Judd is chair of the Australian Sign Language Interpreters Association. We're talking here about there being no Auslan communicator or interpreter for the Northern Territory during emergency or any kind of communication that's going out on a large scale. How much of a problem is that, do you think?
I think it's a real problem, especially with the community in the Northern Territory being unable to access, the deaf community that is, unable to access information, especially emergency information. Although there is technological advancements now, as I'm sure your listeners would know, we have live crosses from different places in the country with reporters in different locations. It would be interesting to know whether any investigation has been made where an interpreter could be zoomed in to a live media conference from another location throughout the country.
I see. So you could just bring them together. So if someone down south and it kind of connects with a broadcast up here.
Mm-hmm. And they could be listening to the live stream events, and a split screen could be organised on the media channel, and the interpreter could be interpreting simultaneously.
Well, you might have just solved the problem. Is anyone listening to you there, Julie?
Well, it's really difficult to know who the right organisation that manages all of these things is. And because of the recent terrible events in Victoria and New South Wales and South Australia and Western Australia, by the way, have seen interpreters on the screen, and there's been a big advocacy push for interpreters to be shown on any media broadcast, and that seems to be gaining traction. So therefore, more people are now realising the importance of having the interpreters visible. So hopefully somebody in the powers that be in the Northern Territory will look into this and perhaps try and solve this problem in consultation with the experts throughout the country that have been doing this for some time.
Yeah, well, I think that as people find out that the Northern Territory doesn't have an interpreter at this level where other states and territories do, it's a bit embarrassing, really.
It certainly is, and I feel for people in the Northern Territory, not only Auslan users, but those who are Indigenous that use different sign language systems where there isn't the opportunity to have access to medical and legal services readily available to them.
Good to speak with you. Thank you for your time, Julie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That's Julie Judd, Chair of the Australian Sign Language Interpreters Association. I'd love to hear from you if this affects you or if it affects someone you know. You can text 0487991057 and my telephone number is 1300 057 222.